Hey guys, it's Savan here, and I just want to thank you, first of all, for being such loyal listeners to our podcast. And it's because of you that we are inspired to create Adulting 101, a series of 7 events designed to help you become independent in all areas of your life. And we want to meet you in person. We would love to do that. And if you haven't grabbed your tickets yet, they are currently on sale now at waitamiandultnow.com/events. And all 7 events will be listed there with the lineups, and we hope to see you all there. You're listening to Wait, Am I an Adult Now? One of the only podcasts out there that interviews young millennials riding the squiggly line of life.
We're your co-hosts, Shelby Wildgust
and Savan Picciotto.
And together, our mission is to inspire you with stories of millennials just like you who are paving their way in the new creative economy.
Our guests are leading epic lives through entrepreneurship, artistry, charity, music, corporate leadership, and so much more.
Are you ready to jump in?
Let's go.
We're back at ya.
Oh my God.
That one got Savan off guard.
Yeah, you did.
Of all the weird ways I start these, we're back at ya, caught you off guard.
It was just like, because I was like about to like lead in, and then you like just like jumped right in there and like snuck in.
Well, sorry. Rewind. Go ahead.
What's up, everybody?
That was much more chill.
We're back with another something of the week.
Question of the week.
Question of the week.
Woo!
Yes.
From the Book of Questions. All right. Give me question number 33.
33.
Yes,
33. That's a good number. I like that one.
Okay, well, let's see what it's going to do for us.
Okay. All right, ready? Mm-hmm. Would you want to spend a week as someone of the opposite sex? Someone very old, very beautiful, very ugly, or severely handicapped? If so, which one would most intrigue you?
I would love to spend a week as a man.
Yeah.
And honestly, I would want to spend a week as a man who's very good looking.
Yeah.
And just see from a man's perspective how women act towards men who are good looking.
Wow.
And so I've been watching Netflix lately, and I am on this last week I mentioned Oklahoma, this week I'm mentioning watching like Blue Planet. Okay. And like those kinds of like documentaries, and I was just watching one about the jungles of the world, and it showed all of these different birds doing their mating dances. And it made me think about like humans and how they flirt with one another, and how that's like, it is like a hormonal instinctual thing that we do as humans, which, you know, is that flirting, that like attraction, that starting that initial thing. So from a man's perspective, I would love to see how women come off.
Yeah.
To an attractive man, because I know how attractive men come off to women, but I think it'd be interesting to see the other side of it.
Yeah. I've thought about that before. Like, it would be cool to see what it would be like from a guy's perspective, but not just that, but just like how they think in general and like how they see the world.
But then that's a good question. Would we have our own brains? Like, would I have my brain, Shelby, in a hot man's body? Or would I just be a hot man? But then how would I have the consciousness to recognize that I was
a different person?
Different person.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I feel like I would still be,
I think you're
Shelby.
Yeah, you're still you, but like just in someone else.
But just looking
else.
Like, it's like that Disney Channel original movie.
And like Freaky Friday.
Or Freaky Friday, yeah.
Yeah.
But I would definitely want to be a hot man.
Mm. Yeah. That would have been my first answer too. But I also think it might be cool to see what it would be like to be like an old person, to like have all of the memories and like see what they lived through, sort of thing. But then also,
but then would
like,
you have the memories? Because wouldn't you be Savan, but in an old man's body?
God, this is so confusing.
I know. They don't give enough context. But anyways.
Yeah.
An old man could be cool too.
Yeah, because I mean, maybe not from like the memories perspective, but like how other people treat them.
Yeah, that's a big one. Mm. And it also depends on where in the world you are.
Mm-hmm.
Because old men in like China are, you know, really, really, really well respected. But I don't think it's the same feeling here in America.
Right. Hmm. Yeah, it's not.
What would you guys want to do? Like, would you want to be, or I would like, maybe want to be like a child again.
Oh, that would be cool.
Like a little boy on a playground. That'd be so fun.
Oh, that would be amazing. That'd be so fun. Or a puppy. I would want to be a puppy for a day.
Did it give you that option to be an animal?
I don't think so.
I'd want to be a puppy too. Yeah. Oh my God, I love puppies.
They're so cute.
Well, this has been an experiment that probably won't last longer than these last 2 weeks. Yep. But anyways, tell us what you guys would do. What would you be? Who would you be? What would you do? Where would you live? Give us all the details in our DMs and...
Yeah, we'll see you next week, probably with a quote.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to last very long, but if you liked it, let us know. Maybe we'll continue. But anyways, bye.
Bye.